Welcome to the Daily Canon Podcast.
For Arsenal, change is all anyone talks about at the moment. The question is, what do we want to achieve? And moreover, what should that change look like? This post was written by Helen Trantum, read by Lee Hurley, and first appeared on dailycanon.com. Claudio Ranieri must be sick to his teeth. He wins the most competitive league in the world with a team of minnows tipped for relegation, qualifies from the Champions League group stage, and follows that up with a respectable first leg result, which leaves them in a strong position to progress to the quarterfinals, yet he finds himself without a job. It is perhaps illustrative of the plight of a manager these days, though. Some managers are better than others. Like anything in top level sport, where marginal gains are as sought after as the last cookie in the jar, having a great coach can make a difference. It can make a huge difference. But how we measure that greatness is inconsistent and inundated with bias. The players aren't playing for him, or he's lost the dressing room, or common refrains when results aren't going well, and the perception is that the players aren't trying. But there are so many factors in top level sport to attaining a good performance. In the same way that everything, and I mean everything, went right for Leicester last season, just as surely everything was going wrong for them this time around. At least until they got rid of their manager. Players who make goal-saving tackles are suddenly given away penalties. Strikers who couldn't stop scoring are now finding the proverbial rosehead with unerring accuracy. It could be that they were no longer playing for Ranieri, that he had lost the dressing room indeed. But Leicester's performances in the Champions League suggest that for the right games, the old formula still worked. Kante or no Kante. So what's that got to do with Arsenal? Well, it turns out that Ranieri isn't the only manager accused of losing his dressing room. Perhaps it's Ozil's consistent body language. Or perhaps it's the simplest explanation for losing to a team right up there with the best in the world, and West Brom. Apparently, the Arsenal players are no longer playing for the Arsenal manager. Lee Dixon was in the Daily Express recently, opining on the problems at the club. He just seems so low, Dixon said. I think he's realising that with this team, he's getting no response from them. They're not doing themselves justice or him. It's interesting because another Arsenal man, one actually inside the dressing room, has a somewhat different view. That's the de facto Arsenal captain, Laurent Koscielny. He recently said, "I think this group is always receptive to Arsene Wenger's message. The coach is there to prepare the players physically, tactically, and to put an organisation on the ground. After that, it's up to the players to do what is needed on the pitch and to win matches." And he's not the only one that's come out and said that the players are behind the manager. For some, the decision to sack Ranieri was a shock, not least because the club so recently came out in support of the Italian. After all, there was little to misinterpret when they released a statement saying, "In light of the recent speculation, Leicester City Football Club would like to make absolutely clear its unwavering support for its first-team manager, Claudio Ranieri." However, the reason for change is clear. The league position is precarious. Whether or not that's down to the manager is irrelevant. Change is required. Since the players cannot be changed, the only other moving part is the manager. For Arsenal, change is all anyone talks about at the moment. The question is, what do we want to achieve? And moreover, what should that change look like? If you have an idea, drop your answer on a postcard. Alternatively, send it in a tweet to @DailyCanon. If you like this, please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, and it really helps us out if you could leave a review in iTunes or with whatever podcast app that you're using. Recommend us to a friend, check us out on dailycanon.com, and say hello on Twitter @DailyCanon. Thanks very much.